The following is a Northern State Podcasting production.
Yeah! Tell you one thing. You don't want to go down that road.
If you watched that on YouTube Live, you saw how unsmooth that was. Lulu didn't like that. She's calling away. Wow, blackberry lime. Interesting. It's mostly blackberry. You gonna leave me, Lulu? I got my mom's dog, Lulu. She was not super into hearing us crack our beverages. But we're back, Ricky.
Yeah, we're back.
We had a good little mandate day. I feel like it was something else I was going to say near the beginning here. No, it's no friends. On this episode, tried to get Hooper last minute. We'll get him on for a football one here eventually.
Football wrap up.
First, we gotta do like a mid-season.
Yeah. Well, football. We haven't even done a football preview.
No. So I failed on that. I'm gonna say you weren't available, and I put very little effort into that. I did ask Hooper like once, but so we didn't do a preview football, but we'll do like a mid-season. Try to, and we'll. Hopefully go live at least for one more playoff game this year. It's looking like two of our teams might be in it again. Hopefully they're not playing each other again.
Well, right now, if it started today, technically the Cowboys and the Eagles haven't played each other, but it would be the Seahawks versus one of them two.
One of those two? Well, yeah, because the Niners have the number one seed, but they've played one less game, so screw them. And they haven't played us yet, Seahawks. Hooper has a very interesting, like, his team kind of sucks. Oh, they won last week. Are they, what, 2-3?
They won 3 in a row.
Oh, they won 3 in a row? All 3 with Kyle Allen? Okay, never mind. So they're 3-2 now. And they've got the guy should be the MVP. But let's not talk too much sports today. We got a few sports topics after we do our updates on lives. And then we'll hit our break, and then we'll talk what we did today. I think, making this up as we go. So our updates get sadder and sadder. No, we're both living a little heartbroken these days.
Yeah, it's okay.
But at least on the podcast, we're not going to have a pity party.
Yeah, and on the positive side, I'm not in jail anymore.
Ricky's not in jail. Didn't know if we were even talking about that. That's on you. Yeah, Ricky, you missed out on some community service from a way old DUI.
Yeah.
So you spent some jail time to make up for it and to get your record clean.
It wasn't too bad, actually.
All your stories are pretty great. Like, played football, watched TV.
Yeah, football was fun. Met TV all day. Nobody was really that big of a douche.
Yeah, met some people. We got someone who might want to join the Northern State Podcasting Network. If you want to be on an MMA... What's his name?
Raul.
If you want to be on an MMA podcast, he'd rather have someone to talk to, not just...
He's doing it in the vein, or in the form of the Michael Bisping podcast is one he referenced a lot, that he likes to listen to, so he wants to kind of...
Okay, I've never listened to an MMA podcast, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And if you want to do a podcast about something else, let us know. For real. So, my update, I guess I'm...
Or if you're listening at all to this, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I mean, follow us on Instagram, hit us up with like, a message. So any feedback at all, even if you want to tell us we're terrible.
I have gotten a couple of people asking where the next episode was.
Yeah, we had Jack Fulman ask, which I was surprised by that, but that was cool. I've been listening to the Pacific Takes podcast, so if you don't listen to that, Jack Fulman and Johnny Wardell do a Pac-12 podcast every week for Sports Nation.
SB Nation.
God damn it. We'll fix that in post. Yeah, so this is season 3 for them, and it's kind of their breakout season. They had big-time author Chuck Klosterman on their first episode. They've had a couple other guests, a guy whose name, I'm sorry, I don't know your name off the top of my head. I'll find it here, actually. He's out of Oregon, does gambling stuff. And so he's talked to them about the Pac-12 and gambling on that and stuff. Rafael Esparza with Oddsmaker. They even had... Johnny's brother, Adam, subbed in one episode. So,
good old Adam.
All right, enough promotion for them until they come on the show. but no, I'm looking to get my own place, I think when that happens, then we'll at least have a permanent place we can. And so hopefully that'll mean we'll start doing more episodes. I'll definitely put more effort into trying to get people to be on. It's been a little weird. Both our living situations are not super conducive. Partly because we gave away our podcast studio for someone to, you know, live. No big deal.
And partly because I don't even know what that word means.
What word?
Conducive.
Neither of our living situations make it easy to podcast. But mostly we just haven't tried that hard.
Was gone for a month.
Yeah, Rick was gone for a month. Before that, we'd already kind of stopped trying. Since he got out, kind of stopped trying again, or didn't start trying like I thought I would.
It's hard to get the spark back once you put it down for a while. I haven't even listened to our last like four episodes. I used to like listen to the, I was the only podcast I was listening to.
It's funny. I used to not listen to our episodes, and then I started. So now I actually listen back to them. Also, since you got out, again, the whole living with heartbreak stuff, so I personally haven't been in the mood a lot of days.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Today was good. We went and did shit.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there was other updates. I feel like I had some stuff. We were actually going to try and record this podcast while driving today to Seattle. We drove down to the Museum of Pop Culture, used to be Experience Music Project, and I thought it'd be cool to do the first half of the podcast driving down there, and then do the second half driving back and actually talk about the museum and all that stuff, which we still will.
And I just had to go alone.
I wasn't going to go alone, fuck that. Also, we would not have been able to record the second half on the way back, too much traffic, which I kind of figured would be the case.
Double accidents.
But we could have just had like a 30 to 40 minute thing when we got back instead of doing the whole thing. Oh, well. Oh, I was going to say, with the whole, I keep saying heartbreak. Now it sounds weird to say it, but the whole heartbreak thing, we definitely went opposite direction with Labrecky.
Yeah.
I went more of the last Friday, Saturday, and just avoided people and smoked a lot of weed. And then by Sunday, I was ready to like be around people again. I wanted to be around people again.
I had like a good month.
Yeah, you went opposite. Well, you had the coping jet, but then when you got out, you still were like, hey, I'm going to like not drink alcohol or smoke weed, and I'm going to exercise.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom having those thoughts in my head. Now, I will say I'm pretty happy that I'm not the person who dives into like alcohol and just gets wasted. And
I have been completely sober, but, you know, celebrating the podcast being back.
Yeah, we were trying to get Jared some motivation up also for Grand City Sports. He was. Me and him did one while you were in jail. And then he had some other stuff happen, which life, you know, life keeps happening. And
Jared's a traveler, too, so he's got a busy schedule.
Yeah, but so we might do one with him tomorrow. He said, come on over. We just got to bring some mics so we can go over there in the morning, do a Rain City Sports and talk sports, get it out of our system.
Nice.
Any other updates? Otherwise, I got topics.
Nope.
I've been having them run through my head all since yesterday when I decided we're going to do a pod today.
Looking forward to the Lakers season. That was been kind of letting me down a little bit.
They're 3-2. They just lost to the only two good teams they played.
That's true. But other than that.
Oh, you got a second interview. Oh,
yeah, I got a second interview on my brother, the place where my brother works.
That would be good, because then you can afford to start getting the Honda up and running and get your license back. Oh, that's the other thing we got to do. Make sure we do. You have to like the 22nd or something.
Yep. We got to get an evaluation done.
Check in. Prove to them you're not a druggie. All right. Like I said, we're not going to talk sports a ton, which is difficult, though, because this is one of the craziest sports months of the year. Now, not with, like, big events. It's not like, what is it? There's the week that ever happens every year where, like, the Masters and, like, a bunch of huge, huge events happen. But this month, like, every professional sport of North America is happening during this month.
Technically, it's only preseason for the NBA, though.
No, but they will start before the month ends.
Oh, damn.
Like, right before the month ends. But so, yeah, WNBA was in the playoffs and now in the finals. Only one game left. Major League Baseball in the playoffs. Major League Soccer's, I don't know where the hell they are in their season, but I did Google and confirm they are playing. Hockey started. They're early in their season.
Probably what?
My phone is Googling things while I talk.
What year we're getting our franchise?
talking hockey?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, but it depends on if Key Arena gets done. I don't know. They still haven't even given a name yet.
We didn't even walk over to Key Arena and see what's going on.
I didn't think about it, no. We should have. I was wanting to get out of there before traffic, which we did. Great drive back. Only a couple of brake slamming moments, one because of a wreck, and the other I still don't know why.
You're on the freeway, don't stand out next to your car. It's not safe.
Yeah, stay in the car until a cop blocks the way. On the way down to Seattle and the way back, someone had rear-ended someone and was in one of the two middle lanes standing outside their car.
Also, stay off your phones, people.
Yeah, we saw a guy who had, like, holding his phone in front of his steering wheel, just staring at it.
It was weird holding the mic.
Yeah, yeah. So we're filming this. If you're watching on YouTube, we're filming it sitting on couches, so we have to hold the mics, which is less convenient, but we are getting to sit on couches, so it kind of balances out, as opposed to, like, hard chairs like we usually sit.
Yep.
That's where the hockey's going. Football. Me? No. Fuck hockey. I will when Seattle gets a team, but I'll still probably barely pay attention, just like I barely pay attention to the Sounders and the Storm. Not because I don't want to, it just falls by the wayside. And because they don't get the... Honestly, if they were on ESPN, if they were getting more people mention them on Twitter and things like that, I would see it more, and I would stay more interested.
Hashtag all caps. Ovechkin.
Ovechkin. He finally got his... NFL's in week 5. We hit all the sports, and then, like we said, NBA will be starting. They're in preseason right now, and they will be starting.
Yeah, NHL just started. MLS is near the playoffs.
Are they near the playoffs? So you did know where they are. I had no idea.
Seattle was in second last I looked, but LA Galaxy were not good with it.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the other sports like boxing and MMA, those happen year-round, so of course they're happening. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to boxing either.
Stylebender, I don't know his actual name, the UFC guy, did you see his intro?
No.
Oh, it's awesome, you gotta check it out. He's got like a synchronized dance with two backup dancers.
Jeez. I feel like MMA is slowly turning into professional wrestling, as far as personas and intros and things like that.
That's what they're missing. They just need more theatrics.
I think the last time I saw MMA, one of the guys just sprinted out. Like, left his whole entourage behind. Just sprinted out. And then had to stand there. And just had to stand there and wait to, like, take off all his stuff and get... They put all that freaking lotion on their faces and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, so it's kind of a tough month to not talk sports. And as anyone who's listened to us knows, when it's just me and Ricky, that typically ends up being the topic.
Yeah, our lives are pretty boring.
Yeah, but we went to MoPop. We got some other stuff.
Movies.
Yeah, but first, so last sports adjacent topic, which we actually, I think it's kind of good we didn't pod on the way down because we got to listen to a Bill Simmons podcast and he talked about this topic, which I wanted to talk about, which is the NBA versus China. So I don't know if anyone outside of NBA Twitter's noticed or paid attention. Daryl Morey of the Houston Rockets. He's the general manager, right? Is he the president, too?
He might be.
I don't even know. I was thinking about that. I'm not sure. He's definitely the guy that pulls the strings as far as signing players, making trades, all that stuff. He tweeted out support to the people of Hong Kong, who have been protesting for, like, almost a month straight.
Brutal protests.
I'm not 100% sure what they're protesting. It sounds like they're protesting the non-extradition laws, because a guy who apparently murdered someone in Taiwan, is now in Hong Kong, and China is saying he's staying in Hong Kong, I think. Not really the point. Not really the point of why I'm bringing this up. But Daryl Morey tweeted that out. Immediately, there was backlash, and it sounded like he would just get fired.
It was a pretty heavy firing, too, because he's a really good GM.
Yeah, he's one of the top GMs in basketball. Instead, after the initial backlash, literally within hours, the Rockets had a statement and the NBA had a statement, and it made it clear he won't be fired. The NBA statement was a little confusing on whether they supported what he said or not, so they had another statement yesterday confirming that their first statement was confusing. I thought it was great. Adam Silver was like, all right, so wasn't super clear when we said whatever we said. So here's what we're saying. We support NBA players, personnel, anyone associated with NBA. We support their freedom of speech. Not necessarily their message. But if you don't know basketball, China is like the biggest international market for basketball right now. They have like 4 offices, MBAs, throughout China, different cities. And there just so happens supposed to be a preseason game in China between the Nets and the Lakers today. Did you see anything about whether they're actually playing?
I think it got canceled.
I never did see, because I've been driving.
You have the opportunity to watch AD and LeBron, and you're going to cancel that. Those opportunities aren't going to happen very often.
Yeah, no, that's huge. Well, and, I mean, the fact that it's the Rockets. So the Rockets are the team that really sparked the rise of NBA popularity in China. Yao Ming, the most famous Chinese basketball player ever, was a Houston Rocket. Tracy McGrady, who was on that team, became like the second most popular NBA player in China just by being on the Rockets. So the fact that it's the Rockets who pissed off China. And China did
see that coming.
Yeah, China did respond to Silver's message saying, when you're criticizing another sovereign nation, we don't believe that falls within your freedom of speech. Which makes sense, since China does not actually believe in freedom of speech anyway.
And how about freaking Trump calling out Popovich and Steve Kerr earlier? Or did I just see that on the way down?
Yeah, so then this is the other thing. You've got a couple NBA coaches who...
pretty outspoken against the U.S. government.
Specifically Trump. So then people immediately ask them, well, what do you think about Hong Kong and the stuff happening in China? And they're like, well, we don't have a comment. I don't know enough about the situation to comment. And they got blasted. Trump is blasting them. They blasted by the media. Oh, you, or not the media, the fans. Like, well, you always have something to say about Trump. You can't say anything about Hong Kong. Well, guess what? They don't live in Hong Kong. The situation there doesn't affect them.
You got to respect that, that they're taking that stance.
Well, they're waiting until they actually know what the hell's going on before they say something? What a novel concept. let's see, a fan was ejected from the Philadelphia 76ers preseason game against the Chinese squad. Not going to try to pronounce that. Ends with Lions on Tuesday night after holding signs supporting Hong Kong.
Is that the team that Lin went for?
Oh, the Chinese team?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. China is not going to show preseason games. Today they were taking down NBA, like, I don't know what to call those, not banner, but like the entire side of the building is covered, you know? They're taking those down. So it's turning into a big thing. And the funny part to me is, and I told you this before Bill Simmons mentioned it, but it reminds me of the Donald Sterling thing only because of this. Donald Sterling owned the Clippers for like 40 years. He made his money by buying buildings in L.A., rent apartment buildings, putting a new coat of paint on them, and tripling the rent. And then when people got forced, you know, couldn't afford it and moved out, they did not rent to Black, Latino, whatever, other races. The only other race he admitted to renting to was Koreans. Donald Sterling said, Koreans never complain, they just pay the rent. The government actually investigated him over discrimination in housing. Is illegal. The NBA actually tried to boot him out as an owner after year one because he was going to move the team and he was known, he had already been investigated. And they're like, this guy does not, he doesn't deserve to be in this elite club of NBA owners,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Doesn't really represent the people.
Yeah. All that was fine though until his, oh yeah, because the other thing is he was known to have affairs. Well, one of his mistresses was an Asian woman, 50 years his junior, would go to the Clippers games, had her own seats. Turned out he was paying for her apartment, bought her cars, all this shit, out of a joint trust with his wife, meaning she owns 50% of the money in there. It's hers. So when she found out, she started suing his mistress, or him, suing somebody to, like, basically get this shit back. Get her money back.
Good for her.
Yeah, well, the mistress had been recording phone conversations with Donald Sterling because he would make promises to her and then, like, he either wouldn't remember him or he'd say he didn't remember him. So she told him, so it's all legal. I'm recording our phone calls because you keep saying things and then forgetting. Well, one of those phone calls was while she was being sued or he was being sued or whatever it was, like I said. She was at a Clippers game. He was not there. Magic Johnson was there. She took a picture with him, posted it on Instagram. Who the... wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Magic Johnson, one of the most beloved people in the NBA.
I mean, I wouldn't do that because I'm not really the biggest Magic guy. But...
Yeah, you still would, though. If you actually saw him in person...
I couldn't. Not after the way he left the franchise.
Yeah. All right. Either way, he's a very beloved NBA person. And man, whatever. Well, Donald Sterling did not like that she posted a picture with him. Got an argument on the phone call that's being recorded. Specifically said, I do not want you associating with black people.
Shameful.
And that finally was apparently like, oh, Donald Sterling, we know you've been racist for 75 years, but that is too far. Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, Adam Silver banned him from the NBA, and then that led to his wife being able to sell the team out from under him, all that. His punishment, he lost the Clippers and got $1 billion. The team sold for $2 billion. He got half. But just like with this whole NBA versus China thing, one little thing. We've all known that Hong Kong is protesting, or the people are protesting Hong Kong. We've known this for a long time. We know China is a communist country. We know it's based on a dictatorship. They got rid of the... I actually found this out yesterday. Let's not pretend like I always knew this. Other people who are in the know knew this. That last year, they removed the two-year limit for their president, meaning he's basically a dictator now. He can rule as long as he wants.
He doesn't at all look like Winnie the Pooh.
He does not look like Winnie the Pooh. If you watch South Park, remember, that's just a joke. Even if it is all completely based off true events that have happened. But none of that mattered until one GM sends out one tweet supporting the people who are protesting.
Should we be pandering to the Chinese offense?
Apparently. They're not going to let our podcast be heard in China. China controls the internet for their people.
They scrubbed South Park completely from everything.
Yeah. They basically have adult, or what is the parent block on all their shit. They can completely control what the people in China get to see, hear, and know about on the internet. Our government is trying to get there, or at least charge extra to see everything, with the whole FCC things. But that is still in court. I don't see that they cancel those games. The only thing I'm seeing is that they're not showing the preseason games in China.
It was like a charity event where they're going to...
Oh, wait.
You know, charity thing and they cancel it.
They did. Okay. Second NBA Cares event canceled in China during Lakers-Nets preseason. So, yeah, this whole thing is just crazy. It's just crazy to me that one tweet... Why does China care what Daryl Morey thinks?
Yeah, just because he's in a position of power, I guess.
He's in a position of power of one team.
But it happens to be, like, probably one of the favorite teams of the Chinese people.
Oh, it is.
Harden, definitely. And Westbrook. Two of the biggest stars in the league.
Harden was there earlier. Clay's gone. Like, everyone, all the big NBA guys go to China now because it is a gigantic market.
Clay even wears their shoes.
China Clay, man.
Yeah.
It's one of the best Clays.
Oh, yeah. His ridiculous failed dunk.
Not known for his dunking. But, yeah, that's my feelings on it. I support the people for whatever the fuck they want. I don't even know. If all the people want something, the government should make it the way they want it.
Yeah, if they cancel the NBA, it might be even more protests over there.
It is interesting, though. So we listened to that Bill Simmons podcast saying that we didn't think about because we don't think like this, but that it could actually affect the salary cap of NBA teams because their salary cap is based off revenue. And if they lose the TV deals they have in China, they can't sell their merchandise there, all that stuff.
That's big.
Salary cap could drop right after they've been paying players record deals for the last, 5 years because the salary cap had been going up every year. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, focus on India now.
Yeah, India. Problem is, it's hard to get a professional Indian basketball player. And just to make sure you guys know, we're not being racist. We're talking red dot Indian, not Native Americans. I would never call a Native American an Indian. No.
I often get confused for an Indian.
You?
Yeah. I have people whenever I worked at the liquor store, they'd come in and start speaking Indian to me.
Like, you should be Apu for Halloween and then dress up like that every day for the rest of your life.
I so badly wanted to say thank you for getting every time soon.
Everyone's good at an Indian accent, too.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, come again. Like, you can do it in so many different ways, and they still be like, oh, that's Indian. At least that's what you're going for. All right, well, that that'll end our sports discussion, I think. We don't need to talk sports. Like I said, that's not really a sports topic. It's a political topic in a way. And to me, it's just like a social media thing. Like, how can one tweet from someone who has no power to do anything?
I have to scrub my Twitter timeline.
Bill was saying he told his nephew Kyle to scrub his, when he hired him, he's like, delete all your old tweets. I don't need nothing from when you were 16, 17, 18, coming up.
Well, luckily, we were older by the time it came out.
Twitter, yeah. Facebook, no.
Well, yeah. Sure.
I've been getting so many Facebook memories lately, and I'm like, God, I said just dumb stuff.
I signed up for Facebook and said, you're darn at Western. I didn't go to school, so I couldn't get it, you know?
Yeah, you had to have college emails at the time when it first came out.
Yeah, so.
And they were adding colleges like one at a time. So we went to the Museum of Pop Culture today.
1944, whenever you were in college.
Oh, come on, I'm only 4 days older than you. Before we start talking about the Museum of Pop Culture, we've got our own pop culture. Well, since you got out of jail, it sounds kind of sad. People are just going to start thinking we're just dating. Because since you've gotten out of jail, we've gone to the movies together 3 times.
Yeah.
And then we just went to the Museum of Pop Culture together.
This is what happens when you're newly single.
We've gone disc golfing together at least once since then. We went and watched football at Hoops all day. Yeah. But since the Museum of Pop Culture, let's talk pop culture, which is those 3 movies that we saw recently, which were It Chapter 2, and then The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yes.
And then most recently, Joker.
Yes.
All right. So,
how would you rate the 3?
Damn it, Ricky, beat me to it. I honestly liked Joker the least, but it might need a second viewing. So, It Chapter 2, I really liked. Actually, I saw it twice. I saw once when you're in jail, once out. I actually liked it better the second time, which has happened to me with some different movies. Avengers Endgame was the same way. I actually liked it better the second time when there weren't big surprises.
I can't even watch that one a second time. I have to fall asleep.
It's a long one. I went in theaters, smoked a little weed. It was fine. So I put It Chapter 2, I think, is the best, because I think you can actually enjoy that movie without watching the first.
I love Bill Hader so much that I could watch anything.
Yeah, Bill Hader's great in that. He gets to play a funny guy, which is perfect. Quick one-liners,
yep.
Always a witty comeback.
Plus the character, for me and my brother, you know Matt, you know, he's obsessed with the shit. We've been watching this movie for however long it's been out. And the first one, Richie, was my favorite. I think it was John Ritter that played.
Oh, in the original, like, tapes?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen those.
And then in the first one, Finn Wolfhard did an awesome job.
Oh, that was great. I thought all of the adult versions did a great job of matching up with the kids. I mean, except the guy who played Mike? Mike. Okay. Yeah, but that's because he was the only one who actually remembered everything that happened for his whole life, so he was a very different person because of that.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the kids moved away, which means that it's like the whole premise. Minor spoilers while we talk about these movies.
It's been out for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of the kids moved away, and something about the magic made them forget everything that happened, so they just went on to lead normal lives.
Yeah.
The one thing that angers me about this movie...
Except they all fell into, like, traps of, like, Eddie's married to a gigantic woman.
he was always criticized for his mom being fat.
Yeah.
And then he married a fat chick.
Dad married an abusive husband.
Yep. After her dad was abusive.
I don't know what Bill's was.
Bill just couldn't write an ending because it wasn't over. In his head, he said, there aren't such things as happy endings. Because of what happened when he was a kid. It was like in the back of his subconscious.
He just couldn't figure it out.
And so he was like this great author. But everyone hated his endings. which brings me back to what pissed me off about this movie, which is what pisses me off about every movie where you see them as kids and then as adults. They are all fucking successful. Every single one of them was able to drop their job and what was happening in their lives to go back to the hometown literally the next day.
Probably because they were successful. They were able to do that.
Yes. Every movie with kids becoming adults, they're always fucking successful. Every single one of them is always more successful than we are. What are the odds that seven or eight freaking kids that become adults and all of them are that? Bev married an extremely rich, famous guy. Bill becomes a famous author. Richie is like a famous stand-up, and he doesn't even write his own stuff. Spoiler. The one dude becomes like what, a risk analyst?
Yeah.
Does well, I guess. You have the Jewish dude. I don't really know how successful he was because he killed himself.
Yeah, it didn't really go.
But it seemed like he was doing fine. I don't know, it just annoys me.
Maybe that's the reward for surviving.
Unless the movie is about someone who became a junkie and their whole family is trying to get them, like, clean, everyone's always super successful. And attractive. Ben is, like, clearly, like, a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, he's a...
Bev turns out she is a gold digger. I didn't realize it until the second time I watched it. She went from an abusive rich guy to a different rich guy.
Well, it had been a month since they were little. She just didn't know who it was.
She forgot him. But as a kid, she knew that he wrote that note to her.
She didn't know.
She still picked Bill. I think she did.
No, she thought it was Bill the whole time. That's the whole premise.
I thought he handed it right to her. I had to rewatch. I'm not going to rewatch first. Oh, okay. But also, her and Bill kissed when they both are married. Adultery. Thanks, It Chapter 2. No, but really good movie. It's entertaining. Again, they do enough flashbacks. And a lot of the flashbacks are stuff that didn't actually happen in the first one. The stuff as kids, but
yeah,
that didn't happen in the first one, you find out in the second one. So you don't even have to watch the first one, really.
Yeah, you can get by just watching
it. Peanut Butter Falcon, super original storyline. Shia LaBeouf, it's his comeback. He was great in it.
I'm a big Shia fan, so I've never thought it's been bad.
Well, he was bad, but he was like not in stuff for a long time.
He kind of went off the rails, everybody thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this is like his comeback of like, he's going to start getting... Is this his Iron Man from Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man? Where they gave him a new chance, he killed it, now he's going to get chances left and right. We did, yeah. So, well, it was a movie festival movie. It did really well in those. Otherwise, I don't know if it would have gotten any release.
Figure out if it was a book or not?
No, I didn't know that we even were trying to find that out. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf was great. The kid with Down syndrome,
he was awesome.
Who stars is amazing. He's hilarious. He gets serious. Oh, he's just a great actor. Like, and then it's Brie Larson?
No, I don't think that was her.
Well, I'm picturing her.
She did look like her. Maybe it was.
I'll look it up.
Great cameo in the movie, though. Yeah, LaBeouf was there.
Dakota Johnson. It was Dakota Johnson.
She's the one from Fifty Shades of Grey?
Yes, she's the one from Fifty Shades of Grey. She was in the finale of Office. She was in the finale of The Office. It's the only time she was in it. She was just one of the new people in The Office who replaced, she was the one who replaced Kevin.
I totally forgot.
Dwight fired Kevin.
John Bernthal was in that. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, a bunch of cool cameos. Not like big name people, but people that you know from other stuff. And as soon as you see them, you're like, oh, that guy, cool.
Jake the Snake Roberts?
I didn't know Jake. I didn't recognize him. Sorry. You pointed that out after the movie, and I was like, oh, shit. I was not as big into wrestling as you guys were. You and a lot of people.
Oh, man. Jake the Snake Roberts. You hear the voice and just know
what I'm saying. Your brother just messaged me because I sent him that video of you doing the turntables at Museum of Pop Culture and told him he had competition. He said you can rent out his turntables. But yeah, I had Joker third. I thought it was well made. I thought Joaquin Phoenix did a really good job. I just thought it was a really slow movie. Like, it felt longer than It Chapter 2, even though it wasn't.
No. Joker's my all-time favorite character of anything, so I was enthralled the entire time.
Okay. I mean, I just thought the way... I thought it was better in The Dark Knight. The Joker character. I liked that version better.
Yeah. It's kind of too much into the mental health thing.
I'm a little hardcore on that.
I don't think the Joker would have.
And the whole movie took place over... I guess the other one did, too. Like, it took place over, like, 3 days.
In my eyes, blame that on it so much, he would have just went out and started killing.
Yeah, and I don't see, but of course, so it's a true origin story. So like most origin stories, we were talking about this, the first half of the movie is an origin story, and the second half is them learning to use their powers and fight the first bad guy.
Yeah, I just rewatched Batman again. How he goes and trains with Ra's al Ghul. Then he has the battle of the Scarecrow for the second act.
Yeah. They always end up fighting the bad guy. Well, this one, well, Joker's the bad guy. But in the end of the movie, Batman, his rival, is a kid. So, I mean, that's not really a spoiler. I guess it is. Like, he never fights Batman. If you were expecting that, I don't know why. But, yeah, they make, like, you see young Bruce Wayne.
He basically creates Bruce Wayne, or Batman.
He does, I mean, unintentionally. So, like, he didn't, the Joker's known for manipulating other people. Mm-hmm. He builds a gang. Well, in this movie, he's not built a gang. Now, he has followers that don't know. They find out right at the end that it's him that they're following, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, they just know that someone who was, their face painted like a clown, killed some Wall Street douchebags. They're calling him a vigilante, the same way Batman was a vigilante in the beginning.
Yeah.
Or really all the way through.
Batman, yeah, Batman
is a vigilante. So they're thinking of him as like, oh, he killed these douchebags who were, you know, Wall Street guys who treat everyone like crap and probably still, you know,
sexually harassing a girl in the scene, so kind of.
Yeah, and he started laughing, so they started harassing him, and then, yeah. So these people are all excited about this Joker. They're not calling him Joker yet.
They may not have deserved to get shot, but they kind of deserved, you know, something.
They deserve something,
they started,
yeah.
They started jumping in.
So you get the seeds of people following him.
Mass following.
But that's it. You don't see any of the, how he becomes kind of a criminal mastermind. And I don't know if mastermind's the best word, but especially in The Dark Knight, man, those things he did were elaborate.
Yeah.
He blew up a freaking hospital. He filled two ferries with,
yes,
you know, cans of gas and a bomb. He did it also to two other locations where he took, what's-his-face who became Two-Face and then Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he did elaborate crap in The Dark Knight. So, I mean, the joke, and I think he did in the past too. I don't know the history as well as you. But, I mean, he's pulling off some, I mean, he always gets caught, but it's by Batman, not by the police.
Yeah.
If there's no Batman, this guy is running the freaking, he's running Gotham City.
Exactly.
You don't really see any of that in this origin movie.
Not at all. He doesn't have a gang or run with anybody.
He really just comes to the realization of, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
It feels good.
Yeah, because he does it on live TV.
That was awesome.
I won't spoil that part. We'll leave that to you. But yeah, he ends up, he gives himself the name Joker because Robert De Niro's character, who's a late night show host,
mm-hmm.
calls him a Joker based off the video he sees of him doing stand-up. Can you even call that stand-up?
I guess.
His first joke was, what was that? God, like,
my mom,
I'll never work a day in my life. I'm going to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Like my mom's. Oh, yeah. So that's where he gets the name Joker and gets his revenge. So to me, it's 3-2-1 that way. You have Delaware? Or, I mean, you have Joker top, it 2, Peanut Butter Falcon 3?
Joker 1 because it's Joker. And then 2A, 2B for it and Peanut Butter Falcon.
I mean, very different movies. Yeah, Peanut Butter Falcon, really cool movie, though.
It's a good coming of age story. It was good.
I mean, you got Shia LaBeouf, who's running from stuff. You've got, what was the other character's name? God, I don't remember. Well, kid who becomes, I don't even know, call him a kid. He's probably older than me. He's running to something. He wants to become a wrestler, so he escapes.
He's never known any life other than being.
Yeah, he's got no family to take care of him, so the city puts him in a retirement home, because it's the only place they can.
Zach and Tyler.
Zach, that's right. And so, yeah, he escapes the retirement home to go try to live his dream as a wrestler. Shia LaBeouf committed some crimes and is running from people who want to hurt him.
He was driving his brother home, drunk, crashed, and killed him.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was in a funk from that, then ended up committing crimes, just trying to get by, money-wise and stuff, you know, stealing.
And then the final straw was fish. Where he said, like, $200,000 worth of crap. Crap pots or something.
Was it that much?
Maybe it was 40.
It wasn't, yeah, but yeah, he had been stealing crap out of crab pots. The people who he did it to kind of beat him up a little bit, told them they owed him, he owed them money. He got pissed. He lit all their equipment on fire.
Basically, yeah.
So then him and Zach end up on the run as he's trying to get down to Florida, thinking he can start fresh as a fisherman in Florida, get his own boat, all that stuff. him and Zach bond. I already forgot her name. Dakota Johnson. She was kind of the handler, and she always treated Zach like a kid.
Her name was Eleanor. Maybe.
Eleanor treats Zach like he's a little kid, and Tyler does not. Shia LaBeouf treats him, well, at first he does. He basically tells him just to stop talking. But he slowly listens to him, gets to know him, and becomes like a friend, and doesn't put baby handcuffs on him. Is that a good way to say that? Like, he actually let him do stuff that other people are like, no! So, just a really cool... And you call it coming of age. I don't know if that's the best way, but I can't think of any better, so...
I mean, for Zach, he was kind of learning.
Unfortunately for Zach, he's also learning harsh lessons of the world as well. Some kids pick on him and push him off a...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to call that, like a dock that's raised.
It was just
something to jump off of into the water. He can't swim, so they probably shouldn't have pushed him off that. They got punched.
Definitely would have died.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf punched a little kid and then jumped in and saved him. All right, well, I think this is a good place for a wee blowing up. And then that'll go right into the second half. So this episode brought to us by Museum of Pop Culture. Did I just say that really weird? The Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle. It used to be the Experience Music Project. We decided to trek down there. I was thinking I needed to get out of Woolley for at least a little bit. First instinct was to go to the Grand Canyon.
Can't blame you there, but we should have did it.
Realize it's not feasible with only 2 days off. It's a 20-hour drive there, 20-hour drive back, plus, you know, stopping and eating and going to the bathroom. No time left for sleep.
Plus it goes to Vegas.
So, yeah, the next time I've got a full 3-day weekend off, which is in like 3 weeks, who knows? If nothing else comes up, I might do it. Yeah. I mean, it's now or wait till after winter, maybe?
Still, well, I mean, it is.
I don't think it drives me bad in winter. You gotta go so far south. Yeah. You don't have to go over the pass. But, no, realize that wasn't feasible with only 2 days. Had looked up different museums, aquariums, things like that. And I was like, you know what? I've been to the Wits EMP in high school. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Ricky's never been. I was like, hey, you wanna go to the Museum of Pop Culture? So we did, and then also was planning on recording on there and back, which didn't happen. But yeah, went to the Museum of Pop Culture, dude. You guys, this place is fun.
Good time. It's
very diverse exhibits.
Yeah, we didn't even, like I said, explore the music part, like learning how to play the actual instruments.
Oh, yeah, they have like a sound. Well, we'll talk about that stuff. But yeah, so they had exhibits on Prince, Nirvana, Pearl Jam. You had fantasy. You had science fiction. You had guitar.
Indie video games.
Horror. And then, like you said, the sound.
And then they also had the...
What do they call that sound thing where you could... Sound lab. Yeah, it literally showed you the basics on playing different instruments. Or if you know how to play them, you could go into basically little mini studios for like 10 minutes and... I don't know if it recorded or not.
It did, yeah. And it gave you a little thing to it so you could download it.
Oh, yeah. So you can record. You can go there and record yourself. It's only 10 minutes, but I think you just keep going in and get a little 10-minute clip.
Especially on a day like today when there's many people there.
And it's located right at the Pacific Science Center next to the Space Needle. Just a cool part of Seattle. It was sunny out. We got a hot dog at a stand right outside after. People are cruising around playing on some big jungle gym thing.
Should have gone to the skate park. Still never been to that skate park.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I have either. It's less surprising for me than you. but we talked about it back in high school back in the day. We never did. It was like right in the middle of the city. Kind of an annoying place to have to drive to. But
the skate park?
Yeah.
It's right next to Key Arena.
Yeah, but that's an annoying part of that city.
I guess.
A very high traffic area. Like the whole city. Oh, somebody's home. Probably won't even hear us. Right, my mom will pop her head in here in a little bit.
Should we get her on camera?
She'd have to come all the way in here. but yeah, so this episode brought to you by Zero Pop Culture. Man, if you're in Seattle, I definitely recommend it as one of the main tourist attractions Like I said, if you make a full day of it, go up to Space Needle if you want. I've heard the food's terrible and costs $1 million, so don't do that, maybe.
And there's a glass floor, so it's probably kind of creepy.
Yeah. Go to the top, walk around the glass floor. I remember going up there as a kid. You could see out really far. It was cool. Never ate or anything. It was like a field trip. Yeah, go check out the Museum of Pop Culture here in Seattle. Let us know. We'll come. It's like $30. They're putting in a Minecraft exhibit. Didn't have it for us today. I don't really care. We still spent like 2 hours there. Two and a half hours?
Yeah,
use it. No, yeah, so we got there at like 10:30 and we were leaving Seattle like at 1:30, so yeah. 2.5 hours in there, hot dog and a little bit of walking. So that's our sponsor ish. But now we're gonna talk about it.
Didn't even have to cut it in.
Yeah. Well, that's the same. Let's just do a live read. Like we're literally gonna talk about Museum Pop Culture the rest of the podcast unless something else comes up anyway.
Not really a live read, more like a live ad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No reading. I thought about it slightly beforehand. To the extent of, yeah, we'll do Museum Pop Culture. And then we made it the rest from there. We haven't really done the bits or the fake stuff in a while. We'll have to do one of those.
We haven't done any bits since Corey was on.
Have we not done any since then?
I don't think so.
Gotta get Corey and Hook together. So I haven't done that. Do Corey Stories Part 2.
We gotta do Corey and Darren. Because didn't they go to Colorado or something?
Oh, I don't know. You? Apparently know better than I do.
I just see it on Snapchat.
Oh, I don't have YouTube. Snapchat. Nice. No, yeah. I don't have Snapchat. Corey doesn't invite me to anything, so.
Let's go to Colorado.
And Corey won't listen to this either.
Oh, we should go to Colorado.
Actually, Corey did get on the last live one. He commented on it.
Let's go to Colorado. We'll do an episode on shrooms.
We can road trip that, right?
Yeah, that's going to be dark.
Wait.
It'll be snowy.
Do one on shrooms?
Shrooms are legal in Colorado.
Oh, God, I did hear about that. That's right. That's crazy.
I heard Oregon's trying to legalize everything.
You might as well. Why not? What are the negative consequences? People are doing it anyway.
Sure.
I can guarantee you this. If heroin's legal, I'm still not going to go do heroin.
Yeah, I might have
it. It being illegal is not why I didn't do it. All right, back to the Museum of Pop Culture. All right, what was your favorite exhibit? And why?
Ooh, and why?
Always and why.
Probably the horror.
Horror was pretty cool.
Horror slash sci-fi right after.
We did our screaming picture. Oh, I forgot that should be emailed to me. They do a little, it's almost like a photo booth. You're supposed to do a scream. It was basically a photo booth. They tell you to scream, you know. So we got a picture of us in there fake screaming. I don't think either of us looks very scared. It was kind of a failure, but it was still fun. Yeah, what kind of stuff? What the hell am I doing? I'm trying to remember. They had, like, stuff for Hostel, The Walking Dead. They had severed heads from The Walking Dead in there.
Prince. I forgot about that. I got the motorcycle picture.
Oh, Prince, yeah. We had a picture. Oh, I didn't send you that one? Yeah, I'll have to. So yeah, Prince, they had a replica. It wasn't the one from Purple Rain, unfortunately, but it was a replica of the motorcycle from Purple Rain. And it was a go ahead, jump on, take a picture. So we got a picture of Ricky. Oh, no. I don't know the password to my email. Like that's one, a problem.
One day out of, like 5 days out of seven, I'll be wearing purple. And this is the one day I don't wear purple.
I don't think I even own anything purple. Failed. Can't get in my email. I'll have to do it on my phone. It's easier that way. It's all saved.
Man, I was toast once I lost my iPhone because every password was saved on there.
I've thought about that. I've changed almost all my passwords to the same thing, but... So what else you had? Hanging bodies from chains. Some people freaked me out. I was reading some things on the wall, and there was like 50 fake bodies, you know, hanging from chains.
And it was a fun little maze that you got to walk through.
Well, I went around it because I don't intentionally walk through hanging bodies, but then while I'm staring at the wall on the other side of it, some people did walk through it right behind me, scared the crap out of me. Also, in the little room after The Walking Dead, there was a little zombie room. They had these little videos playing where it looks like it's behind a door and behind windows. But they're just videos, obviously. And I was watching one of them, and something made a loud noise, and it made me jump. And I was very angry with myself. I'm not typically very jumpy.
I didn't get to see it, but I heard him.
Yeah, you were just outside the door. I was like, God damn it. Something was cool. What else did they have? I mean, they had Freddy Krueger's shirt. They had, I mean, we have a million pictures.
The Evil Dead?
Huh?
Necronomicon from the Evil Dead. That was awesome.
A lot of stuff. I think my favorite was the fantasy slash sci-fi one. Sci-fi portion a little less fantasy though. That Harry Potter. You had
the
weapons from Lord of the Rings.
That whole separate room where you had the big wooden door.
Yeah, yeah. So you went in through there, and then it transitioned and became the
fantasy,
the sci-fi. Yeah, yeah, fantasy. They had excerpts from the kid who wrote the Inheritance series, like pages from him when he started writing at 15, like.
Crazy.
Just nuts.
Writing is like millimeter.
I'm trying to remember. I should just flip through my pictures. It took so. I've never taken this many pictures in my life. Not even close. I love it. This background. They can't. I don't think they even know back here. I don't think they can even hear us in the rest of the house. Where is the fantasy portion? Whose shirt was this? Oh, this is the Prince. A couple Prince shirts and Prince guitar. Like we were talking about the Prince area. Nirvana was cool too, man. Every time they play him, I forget how good of a singer he was and how interesting his voice was.
Yeah.
Like he could go to so many different areas with it. Right off the bat was the Hall of Fame thing, which was cool. You had Indiana Jones jacket and like thing.
Indy, Dr. Zaius.
Sword from Matrix. Lord of the Rings. Oh yeah, Luke Skywalker's lightsaber they have there. They had some other lightsabers in the fantasy area, but Luke Skywalker's was reserved for the Hall of Fame.
Hendrix was cool.
Some Hendrix. Oh, yeah. They also had some Doctor Who stuff in the fantasy sci-fi area. The hoverboards from Back to the Future.
There's so many people that on the Nine Club podcast will give credit to Back to the Future on why this started getting.
Really?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam exhibit was huge. They had so much stuff from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Lots
of personal Eddie Vedder stuff.
Videos and things, too. And, yeah, Eddie Vedder. And, which I had forgot. I saw him do the National Anthem at the Mariners game. So you mentioned he's done that a bunch of times because he lives in Seattle. Or McCready, sorry. Eddie Vedder was the singer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've sent him pictures to people left and right who I'm like, oh, they would love this. Like Harry Potter stuff to my friend Christine. Oops, never did text her back. Hook. I sent pictures of what the Lord of the Rings weapons, the Indiana Jones jacket. Ooh, we forgot to steal that for him.
Yeah,
shit. He did ask us to.
Well, we got to go there with Blair Bunky's leather jacket, and we got to switch it out. So,
it would like be such an Indiana Jones thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
The weight. Make sure the weight is correct. It was behind glass. We'll figure a way around that.
We're gonna have to watch Ocean's 11 a couple more times.
We have to recreate the entire exhibit, make a fake video of us robbing it, get them to somehow abandon it. So yeah. I know that movie. I can tell you how they did it exactly. So
I've never seen it.
Damn you.
I mostly know it from the South Park episode where they do the feds.
Yeah, in Ocean's 11, they just faked it. And then they intercepted the call to the feds, pretended to be the feds, went in as the feds with masks on, you know, helmets on. Robbed it while they were supposedly stopping themselves from robbing it, walked out with the money as the feds.
I used to be very anti-George Clooney.
Ah, it's crazy.
I'm not really sure why.
If you think about it, really, he's never, none of the movies he's in are ever that big. But he is just so cool. Oh, heartbreaking though.
Oh, wait.
So the day. Batman. Oh, yeah, Batman. He was pretty good Batman.
Nipples.
Friggin' nipples on the Batman suit. Oh, they bring that up in Game of Thrones all the time. They're like, you're about as useless as nipples on a breastplate. So I had a Facebook memory a little while back of when Brad Pitt and Angelina broke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, if Brangelina can't make it, what hope do any of us have, right?
Yeah, how true that was.
That same day, I see a tabloid about George Clooney and his wife after The Bachelor got married. Apparently, are on the outs and are not. They're probably going to get divorced.
Really?
It's like, what is happening in this world? It's the time of year. It was the time of year.
Summer.
Apparently, yeah, you gotta have a summer freedom. Oh man. All right. So, back to exhibit. I mean, how much can we talk about the Museum of Pop Culture? Maybe not for as long as I hoped.
We can get a couple more things though.
For sure.
How they have the giant screen playing music videos nonstop. And literally everybody that was walking by stopped to watch the
Oh, yeah. Like, so no matter huge, what you think huge about screen. Jackson,
you have to watch Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller came on, and everyone who walked through the room just kind of stopped at least for a minute. Nothing else was really good on there.
How much of a production I would say?
They had a theater we didn't go to. They were gonna be. They were playing a movie, like a video on the Seahawks Super Bowl run at noon. I don't remember what the other videos were. None of the other ones sounded that good.
Yeah, THX, though. It sounds cool. I mean, it would have been cool to watch the Seahawks run. Just in a big theater.
Yeah, I don't know how big that screen is or anything, but... Oh, here's that picture of you,
I remember I was,
on the motorcycle, looking away. You're not even looking where you're going, dude. You're gonna crash.
This is what you think. I was pretty pro-Seahawks that season, because my whole team, I was managing at Domino's, and Brian and Brad worked with me. And they caught me up in the wave of, bandwagon-ness. Although I did want to see Peyton get one. But then Peyton got one anyway. So it didn't really matter.
Peyton got two. Eventually.
Beat the Bears.
Second one with Denver was not impressive. No. Was that against the Panthers?
Yeah, Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Vaughn Miller pretty much won that game.
Peyton was terrible, but they won. Shit. Well, we ended up talking sports.
Try and keep up with Brady a little bit, but that didn't happen at all.
Now, I went to the Museum of Flight years ago, and they did a video about, like, going to Mars. Yeah. And, like, how they're going to get there by, like, 2025 or 2030 or something. What it's going to be. And that was a cool video. And we did World War II Museum for Hook's Bachelor Party. They had a 4D video on World War II, narrated by Tom Hanks. Like, what? I was like, why the hell did he do this? But, all right. That was cool.
He's a good guy. Probably did it for free.
Probably did. He probably paid them. I donated like $1 million to them. He's to see him. It's like, all I want is to be in the video.
There's a...
I know I did a 4D video at an aquarium once. The life of a sea turtle. You got to see the sea turtle go from hatching out of the egg to...
What could possibly be more interesting than that?
Through the ocean, and mist came out, you know, from the sides, which is all that made it 4D, but...
I forgot what Matt sees. I think it was Avengers. But he was a really kind of 4D experience.
See, I've never seen a regular movie in 4D. I didn't know they even really did that.
Yeah, there's a theater down in Seattle. It's off Gamers.
Really? I know they have an IMAX at PacSci, also Science Center.
Yeah. There's a couple IMAXes nowadays. One in Bellman, there's one in
Marysville, I think. Yeah. These are all local references, so if you don't live around here, that means nothing to you. I haven't seen a movie in IMAX in a while. 3D, I'm starting to enjoy again. I really didn't like it at first.
I like 3D.
It made me feel really awkward.
Even if it's only one or two moments. Like the Jackass 3D movie.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the one where they had a dildo flying right at your face.
It helped that they didn't try to make the other stuff 3D.
Or whenever the confetti came out all around you.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to, what's his name? Rip Taylor?
Oh, yeah, he passed away.
Rick Torn also did, but the last time he did this.
I don't even know who that is. Why am I not wearing my hat?
I've been looking at the camera the whole time.
I look at you because I'm talking to you, and then I'm looking at the laptop. And then every once in a while I notice on the laptop I see that I'm not looking at it, and I'll look over there for a minute. Ricky pop in a second. I always forget to drink while we're going about halfway through my drink. Well, we definitely need to get... So we definitely need to get another friend on. Start getting friends on.
I got a couple friends that were in jail that's a good one. But I also told them that I was going to send them stuff and I never actually have.
They're going to come out and shank you.
Not like I didn't plan to. I just don't have any income. So
yeah, you are unemployed. And we definitely want people who have like a unique hobby that we would love to learn about and talk about. Like we had Darren on to learn about brewing. We need to work on our interviewing skills, probably.
That's what the good thing was. We got better and better. And then we stopped.
And we don't think of this as like an interview show. You know, it's more of a conversation show. But we want to learn about unique hobbies and things people are interested in. If you're going to come on, just give us like something you're interested in. Every time we've asked people, they're like, oh, I don't know, I'll talk about whatever. We'll all talk about whatever. We're adults. That's all we do all day is talk about dumb shit that doesn't matter. So we want to talk about things that do matter, like your actual hobbies.
Yeah. Guys.
It's your fault our show sucks. No, I got nothing left. Also, these go a lot longer when we have a third person to talk to.
How long are we at?
An hour.
Should we start doing bite-sized episodes?
Bite-sized?
Yeah. Fun-sized?
I asked you a long time ago if we should, like, split these, like, the ones that were going, like, hour and a half, 2 hours into two-part episodes, and you were like, nah, I like the long-form ones. So,
I do like long-form interviews, but...
We could start doing specific bite-sized episodes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
More often, yeah. And then still have our long ones when...
Because I hate having to wait.
We have people on.
Deep into a conversation, and you have to watch the second one, and you just have to listen to them both back-to-back.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want... If you're going to keep talking about the same thing, just keep going. But no, I'm down to, like, I think we should do, we should have a certain sports-specific episodes where we get to just talk sports and people can ignore that one if they don't want to hear sports, and then have our episodes with people on. I don't think we should shoehorn ourselves into one specific thing.
Definitely.
It will not be good for us getting listeners because they like specific categories. People like you when they know almost exactly what you're going to talk about, which seems weird. Also, we got to keep documenting my beard growth.
I had a pretty good beard going, but I shaved it off.
I had shaved mine off, and now I'm like, I've almost immediately regretted it. I was like, I just need to learn to trim it.
Thought I was looking pretty sharp about it. I'm probably going to shave it again.
Yeah, not me. I like it longer.
It's getting kind of gray, though. I was a little bit overstressed there for a while.
I want gray, man. I want the gray. The, like, right here, like, next to your sideburns, and just a little bit throughout the beard.
Makes you look distinguished.
But it's not going to happen for me for a long time, because I'm blonde, and I'm pale-skinned, which means that you typically don't go gray as early when you're light-skinned, like, light-hair, light-skinned.
Yeah.
Now, if you notice, I don't know if this camera really shows it, my beard is darker than the hair on top of my head. So maybe I'll get some gray in the beard first. And then when I get the gray, then I go for the younger chicks.
Huh? You won't even be able to tell because your beard's so light.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little darker.
This whole patch is like completely blonde.
Never gonna go gray. But when I do eventually go gray, then I can go for the younger chicks. They don't want a guy who doesn't look older.
That's true. They just need in between.
No, it's a terrible age right now.
I mean, I don't know. But...
All right, should we wrap this one up, or you got anything else you want to bring up?
Say happy birthday to Ruger. It was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Ruger, the official boxer of the Fairler Friends now.
9 years old.
Nine? Jeez.
He was
God, I remember when you guys had him and he came back from puppy class to valedictorian. Still wouldn't fucking sit still or listen at all. I don't know how he got valedictorian. I'm still disputing that.
He was
was every dog in that class valedictorian?
Nope. He actually was the best dog in the class. Then he got bit a couple times and then just kind of started doing his own thing.
My mom is yelling at somebody on the phone. It's clearly customer service. She's mad about something.
Oh, God.
I think it's our internet. We got screwed because our box and stuff just stopped working. And they're like, oh, well, we can be out there in like 2 weeks.
Probably slow right now. She doesn't know we're in here using like your phone, my phone.
What I'm betting is that they're not. They're still trying to charge her for a router, even though the router didn't work, and she went out and bought a different one.
That would make sense.
That's my guess. But it's funny. She doesn't yell at people. So it's funny hearing her yell at somebody.
Okay, Tracy.
I should go out there and yell at him on the phone.
Should. It'd be nice to know.
In the meantime, we can wrap this one up. Like we said in the beginning, if you want to be on the podcast, you want to do your own podcast, we already have the account. Jared has the account anyway. We really should pay him some money or something for that. He's been paying for it, and he just hasn't put out an episode in like forever. But we have the account, so if he doesn't want to pay for it anymore, we always can, and can keep putting up as many shows on there as we want until we get to 2,000 downloads. And if that happens, hopefully 2,000 a month.
We're going to put like 20 episodes now.
Well, if we get more shows. So, yeah, the account... Well, he's been getting over... He was until I did an episode with him getting over 100 downloads an episode. You know, once the account gets to 2,000 downloads a month, we'd have to upgrade it. But that's fine. If that's the account, the amount, then we probably can find someone to pay us a little bit for advertising. And just advertise for them on all of the shows.
Yeah.
And then that if we get just enough to pay for that account, then cool. Give us feedback on Instagram. Find us, Fairweather Friends, or either one of our personal Facebook accounts. You can message us on there. Give us feedback. Let us know if you want to be on. What else are we talking about? Oh, you know what I didn't mention in the updates I was going to mention? So I listen to a lot of podcasts with comedians. We listened to Your Mom's House a little bit today. It's usually Tom Segura and Christina Pisitsky, who are married, and they're both comedians. They had Anthony Jeselnik on one day. And they were talking about the writing, how their writing process for their jokes and their specials and whatnot. And I was at work. I am never more motivated to do stuff on my days off than when I'm at work.
Yep.
You remember when I kept saying I was going to go running after work?
Yeah.
What an idiot. After a 12-hour day on my feet, like, I'm going to go running. I did it one day. My legs started cramping after half a mile. Because I can't drink enough water throughout the entire day. But
it's hard not to be ambitious when you're at work.
Yeah. So I was at work, you know. My energy level's up. Start thinking about my days off and what I'm going to do, and I get really ambitious. And I thought, hey, you know what? I should start writing. And so while I was at work, I started thinking about what I would write about and what kind of jokes I could do, that, like, things I know about and that could potentially be funny. So I did, like, one day. I wrote some stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I should see if I can get, like, a 10-minute thing. And if I can, I should go do, like, an open mic. Which I don't even know where it would. Because I don't think Bellingham, they're... comedy place up there, Upfront Theater. I've never seen on their website that they do open mic nights.
They do. One of the guys I was in jail with.
Do they?
Did a set. And apparently the set was so good, he went down to Seattle and did it, and they paid him to come back.
See, that's...
And he framed his... they gave him, like, the check or the money that they gave him, and he framed it.
Yeah, so you cash it, and you keep the check, and they put void on it or whatever, and you frame it. So I was like, oh, I should do that. But then I was like, I still should do that if I can. But I was like, wait, I have a podcast. I was like, I could record it, throw it up as an episode, get some feedback that way too, which is even easier than getting on an open mic. I don't know how long the wait list is, how many people try to get on those. Motivation went away. Came back again like a week ago or something. Wrote some stuff. Then the rest of the day I had things to do, but I had more stuff rolling around my head. So, I don't know. Maybe one of these days... I'll get these all together as a 10-15 minute set, record it, put it out as an episode. If I do, I seriously want feedback, though. There's no point in me recording and putting it on the internet if no one's going to tell me if it seemed funny. And don't give us the same bullshit feedback you give us to this podcast where you just say, oh, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Because if that was the case, we'd get more than 5 downloads. I mean, it's our fault, too. We changed distributor websites or whatever.
We had a good following going there for a while.
And yeah, we stopped getting them out once a week and all that stuff. So hopefully we start getting it regular again and can get a little bit of followers again and just get some real feedback. We do it for fun, but also, you know, not for fun. I don't know what to say.
It'd be nice to get somewhere.
We do it so that people will listen to at least a little bit.
But that's enough rambling on about nothing. As I always say, and have said in every episode, and if you don't believe me, you're welcome to go back and listen to every episode and find out.
I dare you.
Keep your friends close, and your Fairweather friends even closer.